time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' loss to the Chiefs on Thursday night.
On Zay's touchdown.
You said it, James. I thought it was a touchdown. I still think it's a touchdown.
Lamar also 12 targets for Isaiah. Just what goes in that connection, and how did you kind of see him, aside from the last play, really pay off your faith in him?
Man, he was just open. And I've seen, I don't want to get it wrong, but it looked like 32 and 20 was like turning to like pursue him when he realized where the ball was going. So I threw it so he can like make a play on it, just so I don't throw it like a line drive to hit him in the face mask and they turn around and pick the ball. So I gave him the ball so he can jump a little bit. But I thought he did a great job, acrobatic catch, and I believe it was 2 feet in. You know, stand on that.
Lamar, the press box is in the cloud, so it's hard to see what's going on there. The play before to Flowers, did that ball get tipped out of your hand, or was that just misfiring?
No, actually, it was. I went scramble. I see Chris Jones was on Justice Hill. Justice Hill was blocking Chris Jones, so I was trying to help Justice out, and I tried to get out of the pocket, and I seen Bateman like flying across. So I'm thinking Bateman gonna stop, and as I'm throwing the ball, I see Zay flying across. I'm like, can't miss. That wasn't intended for Zay Flowers. So, yeah, I was teed off about that because I'm like, if I would have held on to it a little bit more, I would have just fired it to Zay for the touchdown.
So you didn't see it until the very end?
Yeah, like when I threw the ball, I seen him. I'm like I want to say something else, but I'm like, damn, like, shit happens.
Lamar, would you guys as an offense go in to expect the crackdown on illegal formations, or was there a confusion with how that was being called?
Definitely. In practice, we didn't have that. You know, we had refs at practice, you know, throughout camp and stuff like that. I feel like we rarely had a call like that, you know. So for that to go down in a game like this, first game of the season, things happen.
You called Kansas City your kryptonite in the past. Is the last drive?
It's not my kryptonite.
What's that?
It's not my kryptonite.
Okay. So does that last drive give you encouragement, or does it leave you frustrated that you were 2 inches short?
The whole game gave me encouragement, you know, because I believe our guys were fighting, you know, unfortunately. We had penalties every time we had almost an explosive. Every time we had an explosive, we had a penalty right after that. So things like that going to happen. Crowd noise, we have to fight through it.
Marvin, you guys are going to do a lot of lower tempo there in the fourth quarter too. The offense really seemed to click there. What was kind of working there? Was it you guys got into the rhythm that hadn't been there?
No, actually, we do that a lot throughout practice. You know, just go a 2 minute drill. Just go fast, you know, keep our win and just go. We do that sometimes throughout practices. We work on that.
Lamar, how much did your completion at Isaiah, the 49-yard touchdown, how much did that really infuse you guys with the energy and change the game a little bit for you guys?
I'm just glad it was a touchdown and nothing happened. It didn't get called back or anything like that because he made a spectacular run and catch. You know, he did his thing. And I like the step back at the end, you know, right before the touchdown, that was amazing, you know.
It looked like high school.
Yeah, that looked crazy. Now his was dope because it's in the NFL. I was in high school.
Hey Lamar, you say the Chiefs are not your kryptonite, but no. Seeing how last season ended and this season has begun, what does it say about your team in measuring up against the 2-time champs?
Yeah, I believe our offense got new additions, and we just getting adjusted, you know. I don't want to say preseason is the reason because it wasn't, because we battled. You know, you can see it, we put points on the board, and we just got to do what we got to do to win those games. Simple.
Lamar, Roquan and Isaiah both talked about how just the fight that you guys showed today kind of gives them optimism moving forward. Yeah, how do you describe kind of that thought around the optimism and the outlook of this team moving forward?
Yeah, I believe everyone in our locker room hate losing. Point blank, period. Coaches, trainers, equipment guys, cafeteria, women and men, and definitely the players, you know, because we out there putting it on the line, blood, sweat, and tears. And for us to lose to those guys and the way we lost, even though I don't want to lose, but I can't be mad at my guys because he battled, you know.
It's a long season, so what do you guys, you're constantly evolving. What do you focus on evolving to get to the point where you do get past this?
Clean up penalties, clean up completions and things like that. You know, when we go scramble drill, we work on that. scrimmages, complete those, catch those. We just got to do what we got to do to win those games.
Lamar, how frustrating specifically were those illegal formation penalties and I guess generally the untimely penalties that you guys got to knock you guys off script?
I mean, it's very frustrating because we busting our behind out there. You know, we trying to win the game at the end of the day, and we just like every time we got a big play, it's like a flag down. It's like, God, we can't be having that, you know, but we're going to watch film and see if we can clean those things up because I believe we got the best fan base in the NFL, and they want to see that. They want to see that from us, you know, with the guys we got, the new addition, Derrick Henry, you know, new offensive linemen and stuff like that, and they just want to see us do what we do.
Thanks, Marco.